Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, your gateway to the trends and tropes of the horror genre. This is Spooky Time, episode number 15. We're growing up, y'all. We're 15 now. I'm your host, Liz Williams.
So mad at my parents.
Yes, I know. We're having a party without our parents. I'm your host, Liz Williams. I'm joined by, on the left, I see in Portland, hats on.
Mike Campbell.
Down at the bottom, beside the Midsummer crew.
Robert Zilbauer.
And over to my right.
The hatless Eric Lee.
Hatless.
How you doing?
Welcome. Welcome, folks. Okay, we've got a chocked full episode for you, and we're going to start it off with a little clarification. Behind me, you can see the logo for Swarm, the series on Amazon created by Donald Glover. If anybody is watching the sci-fi series Swarm thinking, wait, Liz gave this 5 stars. This was supposed to be at South by Southwest. This was supposed to be amazing. It's the wrong one. I mean the Donald Glover Swarm. This one.
And where do you catch the Donald Glover Swarm?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
So get yourself onto Amazon Prime.
And not to be confused with the Michael Caine, Catherine Ross
1977
Swarm.
Right. And also not to be confused with the 2018 French film that I have recommended off Netflix called The Swarm, about the lady who's trying to grow locusts as a food source and
right.
on her.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And this one, Dominic Fishback is going to win every award. It's Swarm. Okay.
So if it's on Amazon, is it bingeable yet, or is it still week by week?
Oh, it's bingeable. No, it's
super bingeable.
7 episodes, super bingeable. They're like 35 minutes a piece, and it is.
I think I watched it in like 2 days.
I mean,
yep.
It is good. Okay.
The same.
We realized that this was we were getting our wires crossed when Chris Cleland, one of our best fans, said he was watching it. And I said, I don't think you have to know everything about Beyonce to enjoy the series. And he was like, what? And that's when we found out there is another series called The Swarm. And that's what Chris was watching. So this is the Beyonce-based Donald Glover-written Swarm series. But
Liz, I think you called it the future of horror.
It's the future of horror.
When you said that, I was like, that seems like a little bit of a stretch. But after I watched it, it's spot on.
It's the future.
This series opened South by Southwest on Friday night at the Stateside. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike and I didn't see the series because we were at Talk to Me, which is
also worth watching.
Also pretty cool.
But this one you can see now. You don't have to wait till the theaters.
Right.
And it's on Amazon. So, all right, we're all here. This is a special shout out for Robert. So in our text stream, Robert is notorious for catching the, let's call it, the 1-star to 2-star movies.
Dubious
movies. And when
we
found out that Glenn Danzig was going to be selling his new movie, Death Riders in the House of Vampires, at the Cannes Film Festival. Oh, Mike is ready.
I'm ready.
I will not sing Glenn Danzig to you, even though I've seen them multiple times. I said to Robert, if I win the lottery, we are going to Cannes and we are buying this film. I am standing by that, and I have two. Oh, you can't see them. Scratch off tickets. We can win.
You can't win if you don't play.
A total of $20,000, which I feel like could get us there and buy us this film.
That would do it.
If I just scratch off, so I'm scratching. We're doing it live.
Based on his last film, we'll probably have money left over for.
We're doing it live. I have
$1. Come on.
Here we go.
On this one.
A buck.
I want to meet Glenn Danzig.
I may have won like $3 on this.
Sweet.
Ooh, that should
do
it.
All you need is about
three. We're halfway there. We're halfway
$5,997 to go.
That'll get us to Ken's. Now
so
we
on
just
this
need
one, I got to have all my Powerball numbers. I'm doing it. I'm scratching. So
that will
I
get
actually
you to Ken's. That will get you a can.
A can. We're going to get can. A can.
Oh, that's
of oh, Denison's diet, chili.
$3. We'll get you a can of chili.
Oh,
Danzig,
maybe Robert, two cans of Denison's chili.
I think we're flying
coach
economy plus.
Okay.
Okay.
Not flying on the Concorde.
Oh, my goodness.
The chili. We'll have to pay for the chili on the flyover.
I don't think I want. All right.
Come on,
Robert.
Danzig.
Well, it's not
money.
Come
on, money. Danzig. Money.
No.
No.
How could that?
Right.
I thought it was a guarantee.
I thought it was a guarantee that we were going to win.
Well, I'm willing to. I'm willing
the world is going to have to wait, I guess. They're gonna
I'm willing
have
to
wait
put down a second mortgage on my house.
Seconded.
And then,
we're doing it. And then, sorry, Wayne. We're
auction,
moving out.
Auction Hank off to a child labor camp.
Yeah, for Glenn Danzig. Heck yeah.
We could like do
yeah,
stuff.
That's right.
Danzig's worth it.
Dear Glenn Danzig, if you are listening, please come on.
Child's
give
at a labor
screeners.
Camp for you.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the Death Riders. It's Children of the Labor Camp. Glenn Danzig, if you're listening, you've got fans here. We're not Rob Zombieing you. We actually like you.
Oh.
And,
I like Rob Zombie's music.
Yeah, we're not going to Cannes to buy this film. We have no money. I think, actually, I think I won $6. So,
oh, there you go.
Hey, that's
sweet.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Put it into
I did have to go to the gas station with change to buy these scratch off tickets because you have to pay cash.
That'll go into
the
scariest
use the
things
card,
coffers.
We could have had way more. So
that's two
yeah.
cans.
That's going to go towards our Portland Horror Film Festival lanyard fund.
There you go.
That's paid for. That's bought and paid for.
Thank you,
so
Liz.
So if you're going to Portland, you're getting a lanyard
with the scariest right. things on it. Yeah,
with the scariest things.
Super
and
valuable,
some
collectible
amazing stuff. You're going to see Black Mold. You're going to see Onyx, the Fortuitous, and the Book of Shadows. A million short films. That is what they are always touting.
Their speciality.
And I think they're going to have some really good special guests and things.
Wasn't the
for
Book
you.
Of Shadows that Blair Witch sequel?
Oh, that was.
Sure
yeah.
was.
I think,
oh, okay.
Boy, that
sure was.
Close
we'll get
that
into
book.
That one separately. Yeah. Hey.
No,
we don't know
no.
who the new mayor is going to be. This could be your future.
Yeah. That is actually
we
so
may
that's
be talking
that's
Book of Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
We might be.
All right. So, well, that's a good transition on over to the deciding. What would you call yourself? The Electoral College?
The Electoral College.
Yeah. As if there was one state in the union.
Yes.
He's the college. We've all been
the college.
Against that for
he counts for two senators and
now.
One representative.
Yes.
Because he's in and because he's from DC.
He's in DC.
That's right.
No votes.
This is the yeah. The,
there you go.
Wow. For those people that don't know what we're talking about, we have been handing the baton around to each other for the last year or so, mm-hmm. Declaring one of the four of us, the three of us, as the mayor of Tropetown. Eric was our first mayor. I was our second mayor.
The patriarchy has been keeping me down. So.
I hoisted Eric hoisted Lowland Horror on us. I hoisted Tubi Horror on us, and now the mayoral sash, yeah, sash, yes. Scepter.
There should be a sash.
Sash.
Scepter and sash.
And a
okay.
top
maybe,
hat.
Maybe hand it, and top hat and monocle. Maybe hand it off tonight.
Okay.
Turning into Mr.
So how, so how are we, how is this election, particular election going to go to work, and how can I pay off Robert to win this thing?
I know, I've already tried with lottery tickets. He is not to be bought.
All I got was a can of chili.
Yeah. So, coming your way, Robert, it's coming your way. Check your mailbox.
Well, you have to go back and listen to, what was it, 166, the
yes,
previous
yeah.
podcast?
Yep.
To be or not to be.
To be or not to
be.
And that's where the... the ballots were cast, I guess,
yeah.
from mm-hmm. picking out. Everybody got to pick out three films looking for the weirdest stuff on Tubi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was given the honor to go through these ballots and decide the next mayor of Tropetown.
So, and who's the mayor?
Well, let me go through the ballots so everyone knows. What
oh,
we're
yeah.
Going.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right.
So we have from Masticated Mike, we've got the incredible two-headed transplant,
uh-huh.
which was a miracle of historic horror. we had The Summer of Fear.
Yep.
Okay. To be honest, to be fair, I just kind of fast-forwarded through the incredible two-headed transplant. I did fair like enough. The that they had all those animals that also had two heads.
Right.
That was pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Yep.
Then we
and
did
Casey
the,
Kasem.
And Casey Kasem. And I appreciated that they let Casey Kasem be the radio announcer guy whenever they needed a radio announcer guy.
Uh-huh.
That was nice.
Goes out to Robert.
And then we had The Summer of Fear with that was the Wes Craven film.
Yep.
And then Bloodhook.
Fishing horror.
Actually watching horror.
Giant fish. That sounds like a Robert kind of a movie.
Bloodhook.
I watched the entire Summer of Fear, though. That one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
So we had a lot of history on Mike's corner of the mayoral ballot. And
some
then
pretty
with Mr.
weird
Eric
stuff,
Lee,
too.
We had The Girl with No Mouth from Cam Evernall.
Yeah.
Turkish and pretty weird. We had Starfish, which I watched the whole thing of Starfish. That was a very, actually a beautiful film.
Mm-hmm.
And very interesting, kind of melancholy. And then Enter the Void, which was, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I got the gist.
It's about 3 hours.
Yeah, that would be why.
Of strobing lights and psychedelics.
I have epilepsy, so
Tokyo
thank you for that.
Druggies.
It is, it, yeah.
No, sir.
Gaspar Noé movies are going to set your eyes on fire.
It's never going to be an easy watch if it's Gaspar Noé.
But it was very pretty. It was very artsy.
Oh, God, yeah. His art direction is impeccable. And he just also picks very... difficult subject material to deal with.
Yes. Right.
Is it really 3 hours?
It's about 2 hours and 40
Almost.
Minutes.
Almost. Two and a half.
Yeah. It's right getting up there, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then with Liz, we had Chompy and the Girls, which I had already seen.
I didn't know that until I watched it.
To answer the question, I think that actually came in through the Submit Your Film on our website.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. That was when they were... There we go. Around the festivals.
Wow, that's actually, we get a lot of film offerings and not a whole lot of the movies that we get offered up actually make it to streaming.
Review.
Right. Yeah.
So it went straight from The Scariest Things to Tubi.
Thanks to Robert's review.
Exactly.
Tubi,
no stop in between.
We want you to sponsor.
No stop in between.
Yes, exactly. We were just the middleman.
Yes.
And then, what else? Scream Returns.
Yes.
The
French... Scream movie, which I watched the whole thing.
Because it's not terrible.
It wasn't terrible. It was pretty weird. I did enjoy the pizza with the scream face on it when that first and then how it basically turned into like In the Mouth of Madness. Since you just it just goes crazy at the end.
Does it do the like the infinity loop of movie watching thing? Like
there's no Sam Neill. It's not that good.
Okay.
And then of course, Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell.
Japanese Evil Dead.
62 yes. minutes.
62 Japanese
minutes.
Evil
Eric's
Dead.
Eric's like here. Full watch 3 hours. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Let's go 62 minutes.
62 minutes.
Yeah,
that's about right.
And it was a difficult choice after all of that. But I did make a decision, and I've enlisted a thing from the Addams Family to help me with this. Envelope, please. Thank you very much.
And
the new mayor of Troptown.
Special effects. We've got.
We have special effects.
Is Scariest Liz.
Hey.
Those were some really weird
Heck
movies.
Yeah. Get ready.
All right. Eric's watching ready. Martyrs.
Sherry
Eric's watching
Moon
Martyrs.
I've only watched
Here
Martyrs.
Comes.
He's
oh,
watched
you did?
It, so now I just gotta go all Sherry Moon Zombie.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing that. I don't want to watch that. Ooh, I'm going to think long and hard.
Yeah. No, I know that
Robert,
one movie
right
in, one movie in Liz's wheelhouse that I don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, but
my check for $3.
Yeah.
The and $3
or a can of Denison's chili.
Or a can of Danzig chili. Yes.
One of the two.
All right. Congratulations, all right. Liz.
Okay,
your
Liz.
Sash is in the mail. Thank
you. Well done.
Be it, yes.
All right.
I'm keeping the monocle.
May she reign wisely.
All right, Mike, what do you have?
Very quickly, I decided to go do a mid-year checkup on the films that I was looking forward to the most in 2023. Ooh, I have seen two of the three. Because the other one doesn't come out till this October. I have seen Consecration, which just popped up on Shudder this past weekend.
How was it?
And it's okay. It looks really good. It's not scary. They left a lot of scares on the table. I watched 2 weeks ago, and you can see the review on the website. I watched Annie's Men, which was also getting significant hype, and it has popped up on all the streaming services as well. It is also a three-star movie that looks really good, that leaves a lot of scares on the table and doesn't really go anywhere. And then, of course, the last film that I was looking forward to in 2023 is the reboot of The Exorcist. And the early reactions suggest that it is not very good, that it is very, very long, and there's only one scare in the entire film. Like literally only one scare in the entire film.
But wait, that was the Adam Green?
That's David Gordon
David
Green.
Lynch?
Yeah, David Gordon Green is
David Gordon
making.
Green. Okay.
David Lynch.
Yeah. So
not David Lynch. What's the other guy who did like Hollister? Someone Joe Lynch.
Not him. Yeah, so so far this year I think I'm pulling in
a three, a C,
Maybe I'm gonna even go like C.
Is
minus.
That better than last year?
C minus this year. I don't know what I got last year. I think I think last year I did a little better. Yeah, this year is like a solid C minus. So we'll see if The Exorcist gets my GPA up a little bit, but all signs right now point to new. You're getting a C minus.
Oh no.
Over to you, Eric.
Reporting back from
Spooky Time.
Crypticon.
Yeah. Well, as Liz just mentioned, I got my. This was my very first trip up to the DoubleTree SeaTac, which is a hotel lost to 1978.
Hotel.
Yeah, it's huge complex of it's a funky place. But Crypticon is something that. Jeff and Willie, who are the hosts of the Portland Horror Trivia Massacre, I'm going, come on, you got to come do this. You'd love this. You'd be perfect for it. It's like, well, yeah, maybe if I get
you'd
if
be
I get
perfect
a chance.
For this airport hotel.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the it's actually it was the digs are kind of cool. It's kind of funky, but the actual event was terrific in that there it's not a film festival, it's a convention where there's like a big shopping bazaar and there's lots of people getting tattoos and makeup and cosplay and lots, and most of the people come for the panels for horror fans lecturing other horror fans about what they should do and what they should see in horror. And I actually got a chance to do a couple of presentations with my new friend, Terry Harden, who is a licensed trauma therapist. And she was hosting a couple of panels. One was the DSM-5 of horror. Are you guys familiar with DSM-5 is?
Yep.
It is the methodology for diagnosing mental illness. And so I was like, you teach me. And actually Willie Greer, who was also on our, one of the guys who recruited me from the Horror Fest, he does a lot of these panels. And so the two of us would pitch her softballs about, different kinds of horror movies and how she would analyze them and what the characters represent relative to various psychological maladies.
That's very cool.
And also she had a lot of other interesting panels that would talk about why we watch horror. We've had these kind of conversations amongst ourselves about, empowerment or escapism and all these kinds of reasons why psychologically we gravitate to horror. And she's got some very interesting takes on that. And I also did an old favorite of ours, which was disabled horror. That you can go back to listen to ours. And actually, if you go on the website, if you type disabilities and horror, Scariest Things Dead List is the first thing that shows up. So check that out. Mm.
Nice.
And then the last thing that I got a chance to do, and I've been talking about this for a while, was my scariest or my horror movie greenlight pitch. And Mike came up, and his son Hank and Milena showed up. Were a team for us, and got to and got to compete against others who had joined us to test and kick the tires of this simulation.
And they had the best tagline out of the entire group,
but you got to lead into
with
it with
Jordan Peele inspired film, and the tagline was "Nope, get out."
Hank, the future is safe.
Hank is they went full big budget horror. Emily, who won, had her group was the Video Nasty. She did a horror comedy directed by Kevin Smith with Bruce Campbell, Jack Black, and Alyssa Sutherland as the girlfriend who would swallow them whole in the basement.
Yes, please.
And Matthew Lillard played the dubious first victim. And that was
there's
you know,
no
like,
way Matthew Lillard would die first. He's been in too many horror movies.
But he was set up to go down. There was another great one, which was the history of Dracula. And so it was, of course, it was a Rob Zombie directed movie, and it was
starring Sherry Moon Zombie.
Sherry Moon wasn't as one of the selections. Mike, do you remember we had
Sacrilege?
It was Rob Zombie, Sacrilege. Bill Moseley, Felissa Rose, with Barbara Crampton and Samara Weaving.
I would watch that movie.
That's legit.
And it was like lots of car chases, and it's the legend of Dracula. Bill Moseley plays Dracula, and
it was literally drag racing vampires.
Yes,
that sounds
sleazy.
Zombie makes
grindhouse.
That movie. I will watch that movie.
So those were the kinds of things that we had concocted up in this, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody who played had a blast, and so I'm going to chalk up round one as a success. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do it again at the next festival.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, stay tuned. I'll do a little bit more of a breakdown of that on a future write-up. And stay tuned for once we get some of the communications issues down, we'll have some postings of some of the events that we did at Crypticon. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, and I know a lot of our listeners are, it's great for a one-day drop-in. I think Mike would attest, it's not a really big, the actual convention is, it's got a fairly small footprint, but
yeah, you already said this, there's no movies, so don't go in expecting horror films. There are a lot of cool artists and tattoo artists and so forth and so on, but it's pretty small. Yeah. So yeah,
pictures, like people are in like super cool cosplay.
Yeah, the cosplay.
Yeah, there's some cool cosplay, but it is very small. I mean, you can literally like cruise through the whole thing in a couple hours.
Yeah. But I think the reason why most of the people go is to go to the panels, and then there are how to make how to make a Michael Myers mask. And there are things about how to do a horror podcast and other kinds of there are a lot of people just kind of want to there's a lot of these workshop kind of things, so that is what they do, and but the best part is actually horror community. It's about getting together with a bunch of other people who love horror and getting to hang out and the big party on the 13th floor that goes till 5 in the morning and people wake up face down in the hallway. So that wasn't me.
Been a while since I've been to one of those.
But it was like, I checked out at 2 in the morning and it was like, I got a presentation tomorrow. I can't stay up too long.
I've been to Dragon Con with Gwen and Brian.
Yeah.
They are kings and queens
And Gwen and Gwen and Brian were there too. I mean, it was like, and it was amazing actually that, it's a tight enough community that's like, hey, I know you, and people people we've known from other festivals. It's great, so check it out. And so that's what I've got. Anybody got a close out?
I have a little tagline from Swarm.
There you go.
This Swarm Donald Glover swarm about fandom gone to the extremes, and his tagline is Stan, S-T-A-N, correct. So if you don't know what a Stan is, go listen to your Eminem, get back in, do some research.
Love
Stan
it.
Correct. That's yeah. it.
That's right.
Thank you, guys, right. and we will see you.
Thank you, Your
next
Majesty.
Week. Oh, yes. This is, I'm waiting for the scepter
right.
and the crown.
Time to go buy some more lottery Dash. Tickets.
I need some more lottery tickets because I think we only won. I think we won $6, though.
Good job, Liz.
The start.
I paid for it.
Making money.